Just take
okay.
the switch.
All right. I'm Linda Runbeck, and I'm the endorsed Republican candidate in the 4th Congressional District. And I want to... We are here for our kickoff. I want to thank all the volunteers lined up behind me. We are ready to go in this race, and we are ready to win the 4th Congressional District for a Republican candidate.
Yes!
Now, I just want to let you know that I'm for the people, and I'm not... for big government, big powerful government.
Yeah.
It is appropriate that we are here on the Capitol steps today. I've been on the Capitol steps, and I've been there since 1998. I can recall well standing there with Governor Jesse Ventura as we called for giving the surplus back. We called for permanent income tax cuts. It didn't happen that year, and so we all came back to the Capitol steps in 1999. It was a frigid January 4th as he was being sworn into office, Governor Ventura, and we again appealed to our leaders for permanent income tax cuts. And after a very long, hard-fought session of 1999, those permanent income tax cuts were reality. I'm proud to have led the fight for the $1.7 billion permanent income tax cut in Minnesota because it was the right thing to do. Tax cuts continue to be our message because it is the taxpayer that we must remember is responsible for the great economy that we are experiencing today. And it is the hardworking Americans who must be remembered by their congressional and state leaders when it comes to thinking of the new policies of the year. Tax cuts are an important part of my agenda for the 4th District, and I want to go to Washington. I want to stand there with Congressman Dick Armey, who is going to lead the effort for tax cuts in Washington. And I want to be there to bolster his efforts and to represent the 4th District in that effort as well. I'm delighted to have Congressman Dick Armey with me here today. He comes all the way from the great state of Texas, and they say he was born in Candu, North Dakota, and I have yet to figure out what's North Dakotan about him, although I wish it would be a lot more fun if North Dakotans and Minnesotans talked a lot more like him. So it's exciting to have him here sort of making a difference in our culture. And I let him know I had just gotten a letter from him the other day. He thought it must have been a fundraising letter, but he was thanking me for signing the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. And I have done that faithfully as a state senator in Minnesota, and I signed it again here as a candidate for Congress. Because in doing so, Congressman Armey has led the effort for tax cuts across the nation, and he is making a cultural difference. And I think that we will see important things, exciting things happen when we are elected to Congress and when Bush is elected the president here in November. But I want to thank Congressman Armey for coming here on my behalf, and he's got a great message about winning and about a party that is representing the people, a party that trusts people instead of big government. So I'd like us all to give a great big Minnesota welcome to Congressman Dick Armey. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.